Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To the voice of an entire nation. You're now listening to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise Allah, who has come to us in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our Redeemer, Savior, and Deliverer for coming in our midst and leaving one to help raise the dead to life by his permission. We forever give praise to our God for leaving amongst us the greatest messenger that any people at any time, at any place can have, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, As-salamu alaykum. This edition of the Star and Crescent Report is called What You Need to Know Right Now at This Moment. I know that I had said that we were going to do a part two of the last show, but because things are changing so swiftly and so dynamically in the financial world, in the geopolitical sphere, also in the political sphere, and also when we're talking about the cultural thing, things are moving so swiftly that I had to do this show about the things that you're gonna need to know to survive all of this. One thing primarily, brothers and sisters, regardless of what you think, how you feel, I believe you better get acquainted with Elijah Muhammad. And I'm not talking about acquainted the way that some of these ministers out here are trying to acquaint you with him. They're trying to indirectly have you worshiping them, looking up to them, or rotating and revolving around their cipher. This is not for your benefit. This is not for your salvation. Many masquerade in the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What did Jesus say? And we know that the Jesus of Nazareth is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, many will come in my name saying that I am Christ. And then what was his instructions after that? But don't believe them. He didn't say, many would come in my name saying that they are the Christ. He said, many would come in my name saying that I am Christ. Right? But don't believe them. So you see all of these charlatans out here claiming that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is some kind of Christ or the exalted or this or that. Yeah, he's exalted, but he's exalted in his place to God, in the position that God raised him up in. Right? I'm going to give you, by the grace of Allah, through the spirit of his last apostle, the things that you need to know right now, at this moment, as the world continues to devolve and collapse right before your eyes. Brothers and sisters, this thing is so serious that just at the drop of a dime, things could change. I want you to pay close attention, brothers and sisters, to some of the things that I'm going to try to run through a lot of clips if I get a chance to, because of the situation. Now, I'm going to explain a few things to you all, and I'm going to try to tie it all in as we listen to more clips and everything. But just the other day, and the reason I had to do this show is I'm watching all of this international news. And, you know, America is blustering with North Korea. And she's saying that things have to be done to North Korea. But I was watching a news clip of one of a Chinese official. And he was talking about the situation. He was very polite and very diplomatic. But at the end of the interview, he smiled. He looked at the interviewer and he said, "My advice for America, she think twice. Be very deliberate. And don't get herself in something she can't get out of." And he said, he was warning her, and then in words he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close to it, he was saying that China is not going to allow you to just handle North Korea no any kind of way. See, the nations are starting to take sides, brothers and sisters. This is what is going on right now. This is what I'm trying to get over to you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that when this takes place, we are very close to the end of everything. Right? And aren't you seeing the nations taking sides? Don't you see them positioning themselves for war? What does that signify? That signifies the end of this world, the end of their power, the end of their structure, their civilization, their culture, their political system, everything that has had a grip over you. God is ripping it from their hands because he wants to show the world that he alone is God and he has power all by himself. Oh, black man, black woman, things are heating up and you are so blind, deaf and dumb that you can't see that all of these things that are happening is because God is going to make you the head and not the tail. He's going to kill off nations, not just a couple people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God said to him that he would kill off nations to give us a home. Don't you see the more deadlier weapons are being deployed? Don't you see the threats and the counter threats of nuclear war? What's going on? The nations are setting themselves in battle array for this final showdown that will be a terrific masterpiece orchestrated by the great conductor, Allah in person. Brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to these things. I'm going to try to get a couple short clips in here. I want you to listen closely, all right, so that we can elaborate on exactly what's going on, because this thing is crucial. And don't leave. Don't go away. If you get disconnected, if I took the time out this morning to do this show, you should take the time out to listen. All right? If I took the time out to go through all of the hazards that Blog Talk Radio put me through just to do this show, you should take the time out to go through what they're going to put you through to listen. Have patience. Patience is not only a virtue. Patience is one of the great assets that can lead you to spiritual growth and development. So be patient and listen to the wisdom of Almighty God Allah as revealed through his last messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I want you to pay attention to what's going on in America. Okay? Listen to these little clips.
Protests once again erupt in the U.S. state of Missouri over the shooting of an unarmed African-American teenager. Large crowds have gathered at the scene of the mobile gas station in the Berkeley suburb of St. Louis, where the teen was shot and killed. Angry protesters have thrown bricks and attacked police cars. Police used pepper spray to disperse demonstrators. In a statement, the police claimed that Antonio Martin was shot after he pulled a gun and pointed at officers. Earlier reports indicated Martin was unarmed. On Tuesday, a grand jury in Houston, Texas, decided to clear an officer who shot and killed a 26-year-old African-American man back in January. The latest deaths follow nationwide protests over police killing African-American men and grand juries failing to indict the officers involved. Our correspondent Colin Campbell joins us now from Washington to bring us up to speed on this recent shooting that has taken place in Berkeley and St. Louis. Colin?
Yeah, Antonio Martin was allegedly carrying a gun at the time that he pointed it at police, running from police with a partner of his, and then police say they fired upon him thinking that he had a gun. Now, of course, we do know that details are murky coming from this report. Not only that, we also know that reports that Martin could have been carrying a gun could be exaggerated. What the public now realizes is that we can't take the word of the police on every case, and I think that was assumed before. Police were always given the benefit of the doubt. But I think the public has grown very leery and very skeptical about accepting every word that the police says as truth. From what I know so far, there is not any video from this incident, so it would be hard to substantiate what witnesses are saying if they are indeed refuting what or contradicting what the police's side of the story is. So all we know right now is that another African-American teen is dead in the hands of police. This is something that people have been protesting over for weeks. This is an ongoing trend that has raised the alarms of many people across the country. And we're going to see the fallout from this continue into Christmas Eve, as we're just hours away from Christmas here, the biggest holiday in the United States. And we're also heading towards the end of the year. All of this is going to be marred by people protesting from what they call police brutality, excessive policing, and a failed judicial system that doesn't work for all the people that it's supposed to.
Thank you very much. Colin Campbell, our correspondent, joining us from Washington.
Now, you said a failed justice system that doesn't work for all its people. First of all, it works perfectly for its people. The system was made on the back of oppression. The system was founded on the blood of Aboriginal peoples. The system is for the maintaining of white domination, a minority over the majority. The system is working perfectly. This is what you have got to get in your head. You have been marching and screaming and shouting for justice, but you are not yet implementing the tools and the resources that God has given you to obtain this justice. We must unite at all costs. And once united as a compact wall, demand separation. You see how they're uniting to march? What if they united behind the blueprint of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? We could be in heaven overnight, but that's not what you want. You don't want Elijah's solution, but it's the only solution. Separation is the only solution. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Separation is it. Either you accept it or you reject it. To reject it means to reject life in its abundance. Right? To accept it means independence, progress, life, love, liberty, unity, freedom, justice, and equality. But as long as you refuse to give an ear to Elijah Muhammad, the chastisements, the plagues which plagued the people of Moses and Pharaoh, to force them to recognize that Pharaoh wasn't in their interest. Pharaoh's people weren't for their benefit. Pharaoh's laws was for maintaining his people's power and authority over them. See, it took plagues. It took disasters. It took all of these things, the chastisements, to beat upon them, to force them to give Moses a second look. Right? They didn't want to hear what was coming out of Moses' mouth because they said, man, isn't it one of these people that's one of our tribe members? That's how you look at them. I know just as much as that nigga. I know. He ain't saying it. I don't know. That's how we look at each other. But as soon as the white man puts something down that has already been written by us, we start, did you hear what second that said? Did you see what he said? This is the mind frame that you have. And it is leading you towards destruction in the 11th hour of the judgment. We're nearing the end, black man, the end of all this. Black woman, it's time to reclaim your place as the mother of civilization. But you got to be civilized. We're going to go to another clip because I know time passed. Brothers and sisters, I know the time passes by real quick. So we're going to try to get as many as we can in to describe what's going on, because I'm telling you, these clips are vital as we continue this show, and you'll see why. You'll see why as we go along, okay? I want you to listen to this clip here, if they will allow me to play.
Another grand jury has decided not to indict another police officer in the shooting of another unarmed black man. This time, the story coming out of Houston, Texas. The grand jury decided not to indict Officer Juventino Castro, who was off duty and working a private security job at a strip mall when he fatally shot 26-year-old Jordan Baker. It happened in January. Again tonight, a grand jury has decided not to indict the officer in that shooting. Well, meanwhile, New York City's mayor has asked for protesters to stop demonstrating until after the funerals of two New York City officers shot to death execution style on Saturday. Tonight, protesters said no, with a new large protest on the streets of New York. RT correspondent Alexei Yaroshevsky is in New York with the latest.
On Monday, New York Mayor de Blasio told that the protesters should not hold their rallies until the two cops who were shot dead in Brooklyn, would be buried, which happens this Saturday. And what we can see and hear now here in the streets of New York is a definite no from the protesters. In fact, they took the people out to the streets again to show that they have nothing to do with the act of madness in Brooklyn, with the two cops being the victims of it. Now, many have already tried to pin the blame on Eric Garner protesters for the death of the two policemen, but the message here is that it is not. And the chants that the people are saying here have not changed the slightest. They're still demanding justice for Eric Garner, Mike Brown. They still demand resignation of NYPD Commissioner Bratton. And this is what we've been hearing over the past several months. Now, the biggest intrigue here is how the relationships between the protesters and the police will build on from now. Because when I arrived to the crime scene in Brooklyn on Saturday, I saw how tense, angry, and distraught policemen were there. Right now, it's really peaceful. There hasn't been any acts of violence or aggression from either side. And this is what we've been seeing over the past several months. Both the cops and the protesters have shown a lot of restraint. The biggest question, of course, is whether they will continue to do so, because some among the cops have been trying to pin the blame on the protesters, particularly the union of NYPD patrolmen, who have been saying that the protesters are to blame for the deaths of two policemen. So far, again, it's been peaceful, several hundred people marching the streets, but we'll have to wait and see whether that will be the case. Alexei Roshevsky, RT, reporting from New York City.
And to talk more about those protests, I'm joined by Alexei Yaroshevsky, who is live in our studio in New York. And Alexei, you just got back from filing that report. Right now, those protesters are still on the street in New York, are they not?
Yes, they're still marching towards Harlem through Park Avenue, as far as I could tell from their online feeds. And it is still very peaceful, and there have been no confrontations between the protesters and the police. But I can tell you, I've been covering these protests for the better half of the last 2 or 3 months, and there's something different about this protest this time. It seems that the policemen are, they're sort of, the mood is different among them. Of course, after they lost two of their own, they're not as cheerful and as friendly as they usually are. But as again, as I've said, it looks calm and peaceful at the moment, and the protesters are still marching up towards Harlem and New York City.
It is fairly interesting that Mayor de Blasio had asked protesters not to hold these protests. And my understanding is some of the protesters were actually angered by that, felt like the city was essentially using the deaths of these officers as a way to shut down not just their right to protest and speech, but also to kind of quash their message. Were you hearing that tonight?
Indeed, the anger of the protesters on the streets tonight was not particularly about Mayor de Blasio. In fact, some of them have been saying how the mayor reached out to them, and his first words after the grand jury decision, the decision which infuriated many, came out, his first words actually appeased many protesters. But the main anger of the protesters right now is that those who are, as I've said before in that report, are trying to pin the blame for the deaths of two officers on them, particularly the PBA, one of the largest policemen unions in the New York City, who are openly saying that the death of the two policemen lays on the protesters. And they're also saying that the deaths of those policemen Now, the blood of those policemen is on the hands of the New York City mayor. So you see, there's a lot of poisonous politics happening right now with the difficult love and hate triangle between the protesters, the mayor, and the police.
About how many people were out there, Alexi, we're short on time, but about how many people were out there, and do you expect to see more protests in the next couple of days with the holiday just around the corner?
I would say there were between 200 and 300 people, and the number was growing as it proceeded. And we asked the people whether they will be protesting more. There's no clear indication that they will be taking people out into the streets. But then again, they sometimes do it spontaneously, unplanned, and we, of course, be monitoring every development on that.
RT correspondent Alexei Yaroshevsky from our New York studio, thanks so much for your time and your reporting on this tonight.
Now all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us about this situation, and he told us that America doesn't want us to go free. She doesn't want us. Yes, she does not want us to go free. She wants us to be constantly under her bombardment, her power, and her mistreatment, and her brutality. But he also tells America, and he warns America of this. He says this is causing the political confusion and complete destruction of the house divided against itself. He says, I am asking in the name of Allah that the American government agree on the separation of her once slaves and their master. Of course, Allah is sufficient. Then he tells us that we want a home on this earth that we can call our own. He is demanding this. See, this is his job to do. Because we are at the we are in the exodus. Allah is preparing us to move away from this. And but before we can do this, we must go through the hell. Your eyes, the veil that's over your eyes must be removed. The veil that's over your heart must be removed. The veil over your thinking must be removed. Once this judgment intensifies, there will be no doubt in your mind who the devil is. See? This is what you don't understand. Remember that God comes after the workings of Satan, right? He comes and he makes manifest that man of sin, right? This is what scripture teaches us, and this is the truth. Now you are seeing the man of sin be made manifest right before your eyes. You can't deny that this man is brutal. You can't deny that his system is unjust. You can't deny that it has targeted blacks, browns, red, and yellows, but specifically the ex-slave here in America. You can't deny that they're trying to hold you down. You can't deny that it's racist. You cannot deny that everybody gets a leg up in America except you, who built America on your back. And you can't deny that he hates you, because he shows it to you in his policies. He shows it to you in his actions. He shows it to you daily with his killing of your youth and your elders. He is being made manifest so clearly that you will have to say, you know what? Elijah Muhammad, that man is right. You know, I played on his show, Mr. Randy Short, talking about this. But you know what? There's an interview with Randy Short. He's a Christian, and he's a black civil rights and human rights advocate. And in one of his interviews, and I said that this was going to happen, you can go back and listen to the show over the previous months. In his interview, if you go back to the interviews that he's done before, they went from getting along and seeking equality to one separation. He said Elijah Muhammad is right. This is what he said. He said we want separation. See? But he didn't say that a year ago. He didn't say that 5 years ago. And if you would have looked at him 5 years ago, you would not have been able to foretell that he would be one complete separation from this beast. But he has to go through the motions. Else he wouldn't be in this position. The same with you. You have to go through these events. All of the rancor, all of the rebelliousness, all of the disunity, and all of the hatred and division in you have to be brought to a head and brought out of you. And that's why the devil isn't let loose on you. Remember, after God and Satan talked. God agreed with Satan that he was going to remove that hedge around him, right? But listen what he said after that. Go forth and save his life. He said, some of your Christians say, well, Jesus is the Savior. Well, God told, he gave Satan the power to save too. How? Go read your Job. Go read it. You so-called good Christians. Go read it. God tells Satan to save his life. What? What do you mean? With the actions that Satan would show, with his nature being made clear and manifest, it was going to make the Job or the people of God get right and run to Elijah Muhammad. It's going to make them see this beast for who he is. And after the Satan gets done whipping on your head, we're going to hear the heels clicking and say, man, we got to go. We got to leave this beast. It won't be no more opposition to separation. It's not going to be no more opposition to Elijah Muhammad. You're going to say, everybody that made mark of Elijah Muhammad, hey, what did that little man used to say? You're going to be seeking us out. Or whatever. Doesn't that brother that talk about Elijah Muhammad live down the street? I got to go talk to him. This is what you're seeing. I had some brother call me yesterday. And in his mind, he said, brother, things are getting so bad, I'm listening to him in the conversation. He says, it's time for us to make an exodus. And I started laughing within myself. Now, the brother wasn't saying that a year ago. But now the brutality and the viciousness is on display. The hypocrisy is on display. And he's starting to feel it. See, it's touching his life now. And now that it's touching his life, the blinders are being removed, and he's starting to see this man for who he is, like Muhammad says in the Fall of America. Let's go there real quick. We're going to get some more clips in, okay? Y'all bear with me. He says this. Let me turn it. Page 176. The so-called Negro is the prey of the white man of America, being held firmly in the white man's power along with 2 million Indians who must be redeemed. At this time, what time? The time of the resurrection, the time of the judgment, the time of the manifestation of that man of sin. This is how they're going to be redeemed. This is not just affecting you. The white man is stealing the Indians' land too, even more, and putting up more restrictions and barriers over the so-called reservations. He's stealing land that is rich with oil and gas. So now the Indian is being clobbered over his head too. He says, along with the 2 million Indians who must be redeemed at this time and will be if the so-called Negro returns to his Redeemer. The problem of the American black man is his unwillingness to be separated from his 400-year-old enemies. The problem, therefore, is harder to solve. Especially with the enemy trying to fascinate the Negro with his lower class girls and women, arraying them partly nude before the Negroes in every public news media, cheap daily newspaper and magazine, radio and TV, and we can add internet too. And the Negro is quick to imitate. Stop right there. Now I want you to see something. When Muhammad was saying this, it wasn't like what it is today. You understand? So he's telling you of something. He's telling you in a time of redemption how it's going to be. Look at the TV. Look at Facebook. The Negro is quick to imitate, isn't he? Now, all you see is women with booty shorts on and cleavage showing shirts, right? And thinking that their wealth and their health is maintained through their bosom and their backside. This is no good for a civilized woman. This is no good for a nation because that woman is the first nurturer. She's the first teacher. And if she's teaching her children that mess, you can't be a prosperous nation. And when they get into that mode, when they don't care about their own shame, they'll dress those little kids up like that too, won't it? Have them dressing it up with booty shorts on from the beginning because they are devoid of knowledge. Therefore, they cannot be maintainers and builders of a prosperous nation because it is education and enlightenment that civilizes us and that produces a well-groomed and developed civilization. I'm telling you what you need to know right now, at this moment. Not what you want to hear. Not what you're thinking about. I'm telling you what is divine by the grace of God through the spirit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I hope you give in to this. Let's go a little further. Muhammad says, the problem between these two people, separating and dignifying the so-called Negroes so they may be accepted and respected as equals or superiors to other nations, must be solved. This is incumbent. He continues to use that word must, right? So evidently he's alluding to something, something much deeper than just surface dwelling. He goes further and says this. This is God's promise to the so-called Negroes. See, that we be separated, that we be civilized, we be made equals or superiors to the nations of the earth. He says, this is God's promise to the so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the Aboriginal Black Nation of the earth. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and the Holy Quran, that he would separate, he, not we, not us, not they, but he would separate us from our enemies, dignify and make us the masters after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed of its own evil. Stop right there. There's a process right there he's talking about. There's a process. You know, in English, they tell you when you're writing paragraphs and you go and you'll say, you'll start off the base and then you'll also and then and you'll add on sentences like that also and then and maybe and all of this stuff. In English, this is how they're teaching you how to put paragraphs together, to put a coherent statement or sentence or thesis together, right? This is what, there's a process here that Muhammad is describing in the last days. Listen to what he says. And after we read it again, you're going to get the process. You don't see it right now. But by the grace of Allah through his messenger, you're going to see it in a minute. Listen. The problem. So now there's a problem between these two people, who? The black and the white. Separating and dignifying the so-called Negroes so that they may be accepted and respected as equals or superiors to other nations must be solved. So now we're dealing with a very, very serious problem, a problem that must be solved. And this problem deals with the black man being the butt of all the jokes, the black man being disrespected and disrespected himself, the black man being devoid of the wisdom that is needed to uplift him, civilize him, and maintain him as the root of civilization. He's telling us this right here. See, he says the problem between these two people, separating and dignifying the so-called Negroes so that they may be accepted and respected as equals or superiors to other nations, must be solved. This is the mathematical equation that God has set out to do. He has set out to bring it into form so that you can see the answer. You don't see the answer right now, but watch. We're going to go a little further. We're in mathematics now. Pay attention. He says, this, not that, but this is God's promise to the so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the original black nation of the earth. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and the Holy Quran. What promise? To dignify and separate his people and to make them equals or superiors to all of the nations of the earth. So God promised this through the mouths of his apostles, his prophets, and his messengers. Therefore, this is binding on him to come into being. Right? Come on, black man and black woman. We're talking about what you need to know right now at this moment. All right? Maintain with me a little bit. The time is getting short. If the time gets short, please, black man, I want to say this to you and black woman. Stay with me. I know some of you have family that's celebrating these white people holidays. That's real. We have it in all of our families. All right? And we have to deal with that. But please, just give me a little bit of your time, even if the show runs over. Just give me a little bit, whether we go 20 or 30 or 40 minutes over. Just get so that we can get this thing out, because I'm telling you, this is very, very, very important and could save your life. But he goes further and says this. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and the Holy Quran. What promise? Listen to this. Not we, not they, not us, and not them. According to the English language, he is using a singular noun to describe someone who must do a certain task or job. He says that he would, he who, God, separate us from our enemies, dignify and make us the masters after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed for its own evils. Now stop right there. Listen to that process. The promise was made. Then God comes to separate us from our enemies, then dignify us, giving us a new mind, a new heart, a new language, a new spirit, a new tongue. And that in itself makes us the masters of all that we survey. But this comes only, listen to what he says, after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed for its own evils. See, there's a mathematical process there. Not before, during, but he says after. So a process must take place before, right? This is what we're seeing. So we go further. Listen to what he says. But as I said, the solving of this problem, which means the redemption of the Negro, is hard to do since he loves his enemies. Then he says, the manifestation of Allah and judgment between the so-called Negro and the enemy of God and the nation of Islam will make the so-called Negro see and know his enemy and himself, his people, his God, and his religion. What is he saying? That once God let this devil loose, you're seeing him, and it's going to force you. You're going to be forced between a rock and a hard place. You're not going to be able to turn left or to turn right or turn behind. You're going to be able to look squarely at the cause of your problem. And you're going to have to acknowledge that this devil is it. And you're going to have to deal with these facts as they are presented before you. You won't be able to run from it. You won't be able to hide. This is what Muhammad says right here. We go to Mr. to the black man, okay? I'm trying to get as much as I can in right now. Message to the black man. Let's go to page 51 as we're talking on this subject. And then we'll go down. Listen to what he says. Today, they cling to this same enemy of their fathers and the enemies of all black people upon the face of the earth because they cannot see any hope for a future for themselves and their own kind and self due to the lack of knowledge of self. So when you talk to the people, even some Muslims, I can't see the Negro doing. The Negro's so dead. Well, you was once dead too. And people were saying the same about you. Well, I can't see. Brother, they don't understand. They can't hear. No matter what you say, they're not listening. That's what they're saying, right? This is what Muhammad says. Today, they cling to this same enemy of their fathers and the enemy of all black people upon the face of the earth because they cannot see any hope for a future for themselves in their own kind and self due to the lack of knowledge of self. Because we have been taught the wrong way. When we process things, we think because we can't understand it that it can't be. But you must remember, there was a time when 5 + 5 was a hard equation for you, right? But now you look on that as mediocre, as rumper room skills, right? But it was a time when that was perplexing to you, and you couldn't see past that. But with growth and patience and hard work and sacrifice, that's nothing but a drop in a bucket for you today, right? Huh? So you say, I can't see. Well, you're admitting now that your wisdom has a limit to it. But just because you have a cap on yours, don't try to cap someone else's wisdom. who is willing to make the sacrifices to see past that which was a barrier for you. Oh, black man and black woman, tell me whether or not this is what you need to know right now at this moment. Come on, talk back with me. Muhammad says this. They beg the enemy even for friendship, which is like a frog pleading to the snake not to swallow him after the snake has gotten him in his mouth. The black people of America have been swallowed by the slave master, who are a race of devils, says all wise God Allah, and now refuse to let us go free without hindrance and holds us as a prey against the will of Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, who now seeks our deliverance, since our people love the enemy more than God. For God to fulfill his promise, there we go again, we have reached it. There's a promise. This is what you have to get. Even if you can't see it, remember what the Quran says. Even if I allow you to live to see, or you don't live to see, know that my word will come to pass. This is what you've got to get in your head. It's not about you as an individual per se. It is about the preservation of an entire species who is the very root of all life and creation in the universe. He goes and says this. For God to fulfill his promise to deliver us from our enemies, listen to this part, he must go to war against the enemy and break the enemy's power of resistance to free us. What you say, Muhammad? War is inevitable. The so-called Negro must come to the knowledge of truth that they have no future in their enemies, who are the enemies of Almighty God Allah. God must, there we go with that word must again, come to put an end to war, and that is to say, destroy those who love to make war and delight in making mischief. This is where we're at today. God's presence is being felt. He is adding the drones. He is making manifest Satan. He is taking the barriers and the blinders off your heart, your head, and your eyes, making you see, acknowledge, and think on the things and the hardship that is plaguing you, your people, and this nation of people who refuses to allow us to go to ourselves. This is the news that you need to know right now, at this moment, with addition, without subtraction. And every time they mistreat us, every time, have you noticed this? Every time they have thrown injustice our way, every time they have shown a hatred towards you and I, our God, who is so benevolent, strikes them.
We're going to see some major slowdowns as we get into Christmas Eve, and it should be cleared up by Christmas Day, but already seeing snow and rain all across the upper Midwest. We're looking at snow pushing into portions of Minneapolis. Right now, it is rain just for Chicago that will be turning into snow tomorrow. Look at the Northeast, already seeing showers and then snow and even a mixture in upstate New York. We are going to look at the possibility of severe storms today along the Gulf Coast. Rain all across the east, rain and snow mix in northern New England, and then snow in the northern plains in the upper Midwest. If you are traveling, do expect travel delays anywhere from New York City all the way through Atlanta. That includes D.C. Chicago could see delays today. Denver, winds for you causing delays as well. As we get into your Christmas Eve forecast, a line of snow sets up right around Chicago. We could see 1 to 3 inches of snow, however, isolated amounts 3 to 6 inches. So do expect major delays across places like Chicago tomorrow. Also, New York City seeing more delays because of the rain and the wind. Atlanta, winds for you going to cause delays as well. By Christmas Day, everything seems to calm down just a little bit. We'll stay mainly dry, just a couple of flurries left out there. But the rain is going to be significant across the south, 4 to 6 inches across North Florida, 3 to 5 across much of the south. And then look at this snow through Wednesday, 1 to 3 inches around Chicago, but guys, 3 to 6, like we mentioned, isolated amounts, definitely waking up to a white Christmas in portions of Chicago.
Now, what's significant about that? What are the things that God uses in the last day to bring about change, to whip America? Rain, snow, hail, earthquakes, and heavy winds, right? And the confusion of the people. Don't you see them all over the nation America. Don't you see? Can you not see what's going on, how America is being curtailed of her size? She still refuses to give you justice, even after they're catching these people on camera. What else can you do? They're beating and abusing and killing you on camera, and they're getting acquitted. They're not even being charged. But if you are just what they say, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. If someone says that you did something, that the police will come and arrest you, you have to get a judge to see something and to agree to give you a bond. Then you got to go through this white man to get a bail. Then you have to have the money to get out. Then you are still being prosecuted and pursued by a prosecutor, right? But you're innocent till you're proven guilty. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this man got you twisted up in his confused and crazed system. You better wake up to the judgment. Well, you don't have to wake up. There's plenty of people that just woke up to it.
Severe weather is wreaking havoc. For the record, 99 million people traveling this holiday season. In Mississippi, a severe tornado killed 4 people and injured many more. Police there saying the situation is totally chaotic. They are still pulling people from the wreckage. Here in New York, there are delays of up to an hour and a half. Earlier, 2 planes clipped each other on the tarmac at LaGuardia Airport in the bad weather. Already, more than 4,800 flights around the nation have been delayed. Karen McGinnis is in our CNN Weather Center with more. And Karen, what can you tell us about this tornado? Obviously, as we now know, 4 people have lost their lives.
Yes, this was devastating. And from the damage that we did see, Aaron, it looked as if we might see an EF3 or possibly an EF4 tornado, meaning we were looking at pretty high winds across this region. When the outbreak of storms occurred right around 2 p.m. to around 3 p.m., that is central time, we were watching this cell just kind of skip along, and I'll show you that in just a second. Now this is pushing further to the east, where we have a tornado watch in effect until 11 p.m. It encompasses much of Alabama, portions of Georgia, also into Florida. Florida has their own set of problems tonight. Take a look at this. Columbia, that's the area. Marion County, they're saying widespread damage. We have reports of the buildings heavily damaged. They said a daycare was damaged. The kids were moved out into a bank, but the daycare facility was heavily damaged. No children were injured, but lots of injuries to report around that region. Then it just kind of skipped through Summerall and then headed towards Laurel. And in Laurel, 2 fatalities reported there. Now, in Tallahassee, big thunderstorms being reported here, in excess of 6 inches of rainfall. And in Tallahassee, they say they are doing high water rescues because flooding has been so severe. Aaron?
And what are delays like at the moment at the airports? I mean, I know there's been a lot of people who've been trying to travel home. Flights have been canceled. Will they be able to get home in time for Christmas Eve with their families?
I can tell you that we have been watching the delays out of the Philadelphia airport all day long, and no less than 2-hour delays all day since 7 o'clock. And yes, the major airports out of New York City are affected as well. They're running about an hour, hour and a half. But for tomorrow, the rain is going to come down much heavily, much more heavily. We're looking at significant rainfall across the Deep South. So all along this corridor from Atlanta, 2 to 4 inches of rainfall possible. Localized flooding, a possibility as well. But we're not looking at a white Christmas for New York. We're looking at soaking rainfall. So if you're traveling into or out of Newark and JFK, LaGuardia, Washington, D.C., and eventually into Boston, you're looking at significant rainfall. However, Chicago is a different story. They are going to be in the cold sector of the system, could see as much as 6 to 8 inches of snowfall.
But did Muhammad say, all around the southern border of America, storms are raging. There are tornadoes and heavy rains and more storms on the way, one right after another. What did she say about the south? What's going on? Did you hear this? Muhammad has predicted these things to take place, and we are now living in it. See, this is the part of the Bible where you must go through these things, because when they were taken out of Egypt, the people said, blah, 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 blah. You know, they were contesting, and God and Moses, they said to them, you know, you witnessed the miracles of God. You witnessed what took place. You don't have excuse, as other people would have. This is what's going on with you today. You are being made witnesses. You are being made bearers of witnesses to God's divine plan. You're seeing it. But Muhammad goes further and says just about these tornadoes and about everything else. He says, the people cry about death and destruction playing havoc over America, but they never cry about the evil that they are committing and which is the cause of this destruction coming into her borders, bringing floods, rain, ice, hail, and earthquakes daily and nightly somewhere on the surface of the land of America. The Bible refers to America by the name Babylon and teaches us in Revelation 18:2, Babylon the Great is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils and the hole of every spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This is true, for America has accepted immigrants of the most evil and lewd character from Europe. America has filled her country with evil and indecency, and there is no good in the works of America. America hates the doers of good and seeks to destroy them. This is the cause of the fall of America. You can bear witness. See, now we're witness bearers, like I said, you see? This is what I'm talking about. The truth bears witness to itself. Listen to what it says. You can bear witness, which makes you what? If you bearing witness, what does that make you? A witness bearer, right? That means you are carrying the burden of an event that is so truthful that you must speak of it so that there would be no confusion or disagreement on what is taking place, right? Am I right? Okay, this is what he says. You can bear witness to the deadly storms and twisters that are striking America in the areas where some of you live. Can you not see that Allah is after you for the evil done to his people, the black man, the rich, the wealthy, and powerful rulers of America, from the mayors of cities to the police commissioners up to the president, work to oppose the black slaves, black one slaves return to his own? Now, the clip that I played, you see the mayor was working in concert with the police commissioner to try to put a stop to the movement that is spread across the country. And you know that they are giving briefings to the State Department, which is run by the Attorney General, who then reports to the president, right? So Muhammad has it right and exact of what's going on today. And you see these things constantly bombarding America. And this is just the beginning, black man and black woman. You don't realize what's going on. And look, we're almost out of time, but you got to give me about 15, 20 more minutes because I want to play a few more clips. I'm not going to leave you hanging. This is a powerful show with a powerful subject with some powerful truth to empower you to become saviors of you and your own family. But you have got to follow the blueprint as laid out by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is the only way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I want you to pay attention to what the devil is saying. Now, you see, we've just shown the situation that is going on in America between the black and the white and how Satan has now been moved. He started moving on black America. Now, then we've discussed your position and what you must do. And then we showed you why America is going through the things that she's going through. And then we showed you the judgment that is coming upon America, the storms, you know, the rain, the hail, the earthquake, the snow. But now, here's another key part and ingredient to the fall of America. This is another very important part. And this is the financial disaster which is taking hold of her and is shaking her at her very foundation. And the pillars of America are starting to crumble and fall. Please don't hang up. Please don't log off. Please listen very closely as we go into these next few clips, because I want you to understand America is desperate. Satan would come down having great wrath, for he knows he has but a short time. Listen.
Well, we had a big Christmas rally on Wall Street. I want to start with that. I mean, 18,000 Dow. I mean, you know, Drudge Report had Barack Obama with a Santa Claus hand. I don't know how much he has to do with that. I mean, people are spending tons of money. It's a big, big increase this coming year and last year in terms of their personal expenditures on health insurance. It's not cheaper. You wrote a great piece talking about usually this time of year you don't get much in the way of data, but there's tons of data points coming out. Tell me what you're seeing with all these data points coming out. What picture does it paint for you as an an analyst and a writer there from Miles Franklin.
Well, normally this time of the year, the markets get quiet, news gets quiet, and this year, for the first time that I can ever remember, we've gotten just deluged with news in the last 2 weeks, and that's highly unusual. Normally things start to wind down, and it's very quiet, but this year that's not the case.
Well, I mean, we got a record on 18,000 on Dow. What's that telling you? Happy days are here again, my friend?
Well, for instance, this morning we got the revised GDP number of 5%. The vast majority of that is because of Obamacare spending. That's you can't tell me that insurance premiums are productive. So the GDP originally came out at somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, 2.5%, 2.8%, something like that. And they revised it up and revised it up. Now they revised it up again. And the giant contributor is Obamacare. How productive is Obamacare?
Well, the real proof in the pudding is going to be retail sales, and I think that's going to be a frightening when those numbers come in. I don't know when they come in. Sometime maybe you'll get preliminary numbers in January. But you said some other things that about these numbers coming out, about these collars on the CME and about other numbers, about Austria wanting their other news, Austria wanting to have its gold audited. Of course, that's probably maybe a precursor to asking for it back out of London. Tell me about all these other data points.
That was Australia, not
Australia, sorry.
3 weeks ago. For Australia to ask Mother London for an audit, to me, is truly unbelievable. I mean, how could London, which was basically a colony of Britain, how could Australia not trust London? And if they were to ask for their gold back, that would be astonishing.
It's quite a bit of gold. It's 80 tons, isn't it?
It's 80 tons, right? It's 80.1 tons, right.
And what are the other data points that you say that are deluging, making you worry or wonder about why all this news in the last 2 weeks? What are some of the other things that you're looking at?
Well, just recently, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, China changed their collateral rules. They will only allow banks and brokers to use AA and AAA credit, AA and AAA rated bonds as collateral. So that's going to knock a lot of collateral out of the box. And when that was announced, China's stock market dropped 5.6% the next morning. We also, in the middle of the night, I guess you could call it, because this is a lame duck Congress, they passed the omnibus bill, the spending bill, which included placing, in the event of a collapse, $303 trillion worth of derivatives under the FDIC umbrella. So Congress, our elected representatives, have basically, in a crash scenario, have dumped $303 trillion on top of the taxpayers' back.
Well, it seemed like that the bankers were almost, I was reported Jamie Dimon was making personal phone calls. The president was making personal phone calls. Citigroup was heavily involved. It just sounds to me that it just looks like a panic move that why this was put in there, why that this was the big push to get this. I mean, the Republicans gave up, we'll spend for illegal immigration and Obamacare, we're fully funded. I mean, they just bent over to get this in.
Well,
what does that tell you?
It tells me that they know something. They know something that we suspect. They know something that they don't want to tell us. They know that a crash is coming. They're preparing. For them to do that is, for the Republicans to have... The Republicans have to vote this through the House because they have the majority in the House. So for the Republicans to have voted yes on this less than a month after they won a landslide election, that's throwing the voters under the bus. And people voted for change, and we got change, but change into a greater direction of the taxpayers being screwed.
See? Do you see that? They see that bill that just passed? Not only is America already hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt and over a quadrillion dollars in derivative debt, but they just dumped 300 and some trillion dollars of more derivative debt on the back of the people. Because they see something coming, they need something to finance. See, they're trying to keep the people, but the investors are starting to run, so they're saying, okay, we'll guarantee this. If you stay with your money in our stock market, we'll guarantee that they'll be your slaves when the market collapses. Listen to what Muhammad says. And remember what that man just said. They're panicking. They see something coming. They are fearful of what they see. Muhammad says, we must not forget how we are warned by prophecies for 100 years and for 1,000 years that an end must come to this world. The rulers of this world must be removed and the crown must be taken off and placed upon another head, and they will rule in justice and righteousness. The people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and fearfulness has taken hold upon the people. Their head is going to and fro to the nations of the earth to find a way of peace between the heads of the nations. A great time, a troublesome time, a terrible time. The hearts of the people all begin to weaken and to fail because of what is going on and what they see is coming. Huh? Is Elijah Muhammad right? Is he right? Come on, talk back to me. Don't get mad. Get glad that God is on your side today with this truth. But we're not done with it. You stay with me for a little bit. Give me a little bit of your time. We're going to play these clips so that you can get a even clear perspective of what's going on behind the scene that they're not telling you in your regular news, that they're not speaking about. Because they know that if the ex-slave got wind of it, he'll say, well, if he's fallen, let me get my revenge on him right now. But America's fallen and never to rise again. And after what the war, desolations are determined, right? Didn't the book tell you that? The war in the Middle East, war in Afghanistan, the wars that she is raging after the war, desolations are determined. And we're seeing what God has determined to be poured on the desolate today. We see more of this, more collapse, more fear, because they know it's here.
Here, it could be any time.
Oh, Blog Talk, cut it off. Blog Talk say, no, sir. We'll go to the next clip, black man. Listen to this.
Me, can't they do this? It was a comment or somebody said, can't they just do this to infinity? Can't they just keep printing money? Can't they just keep playing this cat and mouse game where they, well, we may, well, we won't, well, we're patient, well, we're not. Well, I mean, they just keep with this whole dance. It's worked well. You got to give it to the Fed. I mean, a lot of very smart people, such as yourself, I mean, Eric Sprott, Paul Craig Roberts, lots of Gerald, a lot of people that I have talked to are stunned that this has gone on as long as it has. And I got to hand it to the central bank powers. I'm not complimenting them. I'm just saying I'm stunned, too.
What you have to understand is it'll go on until it doesn't. Very quietly this past week, they postponed the Volcker rules for the banking system. The reason they did that is because they can't allow the Volcker rule to come into place. That would require increased capital ratios. It would bring mark-to-market back. I mean, we live in a financial fantasy land, and they need to continue the fantasy to prevent collapse, when reality is going to be really ugly.
It's going to be real ugly. It's going to be real ugly. They know it. And you're sitting around here talking about getting your nails done. Excuse me. Talking about getting your hair done. The club. the football game, the basketball game, the fight, yeah, the concert. You're talking about all of that, but you're not talking about preparation for survival in a time where your life will depend on it. This is a very dreadful time of the day of the judgment. I want you to pay close attention. We're going to continue to go. I want you to pay close attention to what is being said to you, because this is your life. These devils are starting to admit it, but they're not doing it because they love you. If that was the case, they would have admitted it 30 years ago. Muhammad told us that God would force them to by the circumstances and the situations that he has put upon them. The weight, the burden of the divine judgment has become too heavy a load for them to carry. And so they're dropping bits and pieces of the truth, letting you know. And so when you say at the end, well, I didn't know they're going to say, don't blame me, blame yourself. I only called you, you came. I had no authority over you whatsoever. I promised you and failed, and Allah promised you the promise of truth. This is where we at today. You're not going to be able to blame the devil for not knowing, because the truth is out there. Just like you go and search for the next fight. Just like you go through your classified and search for the deaths of people. Just like you go and look at your news to search for what's going on in your community. You're telling me that your life and the life of those whom you love and your family is not that important to search for the truth? Black man, you better wake up. Black woman, you better wake up, because the time is coming to an end with this beast. And he knows it. I guess Blog Talk is saying, oh, you can't play that one. But even though they're not going to allow us to play that, I want you to listen to this. Because you just heard the clip that I played before, and this is what Muhammad says right here concerning that. Because some of you say, brother, when the judgment comes, I can't see. But when the judgment, this, you're not realizing that this is not the beginning of the judgment. This is the end of the beginning of the judgment. We are wrapping it up, so to say. And the books are closed, and the time is folded, and God's word is being perfected. Muhammad says, on page 102, Fall of America, he says this right here. If you think that you have found something, come to me and I will show you and the world that it is true. Black man, this is the end of the rule of the white man. Allah came to kill them for mistreating the black one slave in America. Allah says in Isaiah, the Bible, that he will kill our enemy and call us by another name. Black brother, this is going on right in your eyes. But you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. But I say to you all, in truth, that you are living in it now. The scientists of America know that America is on her way out. Right? They're telling you these people are economic scholars. And they're being forced to admit that everything is about to come crashing down.
And he does not differentiate between paper gold and real gold. And when it hits the fan, everybody is going to be looking for real gold.
Collateral. People are going to be looking for real collateral. What happened in the mortgage meltdown, 2008, that nobody trusted the collateral.
Exactly. That's exactly correct.
And you're saying everybody will run to gold. There'll be a panic buying the gold?
Right, for real metal, not for COMEX contracts. It's conceivable you could see the COMEX contracts down a couple $100 in a day, and physical metal up $200, $300, $500 that very same day.
Well, not with those collars. I mean, somebody thinks something's up. Otherwise, they wouldn't stop it from going up. I mean, right? Am I wrong?
Why all of a sudden are they putting collars on now? The collars for silver, it would only take a day or 2 days time to go to zero. So what's the point of the collars? It's to prevent a disorderly rise.
Not a disorderly collapse.
Right. Exactly.
Disorderly rise. Okay.
How far can silver go from here? It's already $6, $7, $8 below the cost of production. which was another point that you asked Harry Dent about, the cost of production. And he said, well, you'll have mining companies going bankrupt, and that'll bring down the cost of production. Well, go one step further, Harry. If the cost of if there's bankruptcies in the industry, that means less supply. And less supply means higher prices.
Last question. Just give us your general take on 2015. Where do you think we're going to be this time next year in 2015? What do you suppose is going to have transpired or what will be transpiring in 2015? Your predictions, your general outline.
By this time? By the end of the year 2015?
Yeah. What do you suppose will be happening? What do you suppose will happen next year, just any time?
I think there's a better than a coin toss chance that we're going to go through a reset, and it could take a couple weeks, it could take a couple months, it could take 6 months, who knows?
What do you mean a reset?
I think there's going to be a reset of asset prices, a reset of currency crosses, a reset of values of everything. And I also think that credit will actually seize up in and around this reset. What I really think you're going to see with a credit seizure is you're going to see a problem with distribution. And when I say distribution, just look at what happened this past week in Belarus, because the Russian ruble collapsed, the Belarusians, which their currency is tied to the ruble, went out, ran their banks, went into stores, and took everything off the shelves. Now, how are those shelves going to get restocked? They get restocked via the use of credit. The entire distribution chain runs on credit. And if credit ceases or even hiccups, you very well could see a panic, and you could see shelves cleaned up lock, stock, and barrel.
Now here in America, you're saying we're going to have the Belarus thing. Pay attention, boys and girls. But the little act in Belarus is going to be a movie coming to a theater near us here in America.
Right. It's human nature. If you see a run on the bank, or your ATMs don't work, or your credit cards don't work, people are going to take whatever cash they have and buy whatever they can.
So they'll just get rid of the cash buying real stuff.
Right.
Food, water, gas, oil filters, tool, whatever they can get, they're going to buy whatever, and the food is going to be numero uno on the hit parade.
You would think so. You would definitely think so.
And you think this is part of your 2015 forecast, that we're going to have a Belarus-style event in America?
Well, I think there's very, like I said, I give it better than a 50-50 chance that we have a credit seizure where the credit chain breaks and the providers of credit to the distribution chain, either they can't or don't provide the credit.
That would mean the Fed would be out of business.
Well, that would mean the Fed would really be pushing on a string. They could be pumping money into the system, and something has broken. And I suspect what's going to break, I mean, the obvious what's going to break are derivatives. The $303 trillion in derivatives that justified big banks have.
That's what they just put in, tacked on the taxpayers in this latest bill. Could that crash not only the economy, but the country, the republic?
It'll crash the world. This is not just a U.S. problem. This is an international problem. You have Deutsche Bank with, I think, $75 to $77 trillion. I mean, that's five times or 15 times the size of the German economy.
One bank,
exactly. When this thing blows up, it'll be unlike anything anyone living today has experienced, and unlike anything that's happened since the Great Depression and before. This will be the big one.
Now, what did Muhammad say? We're living in a changing world, right? What did that man just say about what's going to crash the world, right? So one world is dying, right? and what's happening to something else. Another world is coming in. How do we know another world is coming in? Look around America. Look around the black man who was once just resigned to taking this foolishness that they're putting on the back. They're starting to rattle. They're starting to rise up. Africa is moving towards independence. Asia is moving towards independence. We're seeing a change of rulership, a change of wealth and authority, a change in military power globally. That means the system is falling, and it will not be able to revive itself. This is what you're seeing with not just America, but the entire world. The whole old world is going out. What did that man say? That's what he sees by no later than the end of 2015. What's significant about 2015 is what we told you, right? The mathematical process that Elijah Muhammad tells us about the ending of the world and about how things will start spiraling out of control. We are 40 years this year tarrying in the wilderness, and after the 40 years of tarrying in the wilderness, what happens? Pharaoh and all of those who are with Pharaoh are judged, right? And they are chastised, right? And brothers, excuse me, my microphone is messing up a little bit. But what I'm saying is we're tearing in the wilderness. And when I'm talking about Pharaoh, I'm not talking about the Pharaoh of yesterday. I'm talking about the Pharaoh of today, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allah is going to make himself manifest through their judgment, through bringing them down. And this is 41 years they're talking about. Which what that tells us, if we are supposed to tarry without light for 40 years, and we're supposed to be enlightened through the judgment after 40 years, what comes after 40? In mathematics, what comes after 40? 41, right? 41, this is simple. What are they saying is happening to their world 41 years after leaving of Elijah Muhammad? What did he say? This is going to crash the world. Not just America. This is going to crash the world. How is this? If you didn't believe Elijah Muhammad, believe the math, believe the science, believe the historical records, believe the scholars who are now being forced through time and circumstances to admit that Elijah Muhammad is 100% right. Elijah didn't speculate. He told you the truth, and he told you you can take it or leave it. Those of us who have taken it, we realize that it is the truth, and it is manna from heaven. And it is nourishing our souls right here, right now, in the midst of want. Those of you who would love to eat this manna from heaven, continue coming to the show. For those of you who are listening to the show, I'm saying to you, especially you Muslims, if you don't want to donate to the Hiram 1555 blog, go and log on as a subscriber and you get free updates on the website. And if you will, subscribe to the premium. I wish somebody was listening to the show right now who was a premium subscriber so that they could bear witness about how deep the premium articles are. You're getting something in the premium articles that, you know, we go in some of the articles, 20, 30, 40 paragraphs, going into the geopolitical and what Elijah Muhammad has talked about. And I just want you to help us in a way to keep this truth out, help the show and help us expand and reach more people, because we are living in a time that is so crucial, so critical. The clip I wanted to play that they did not let us play, the white guy was saying, he said, well, the thing is so bad, do you think that by next year things will change drastically? In words, he said, it could do it tonight, tomorrow, or before the end of the week. He said, because it's overdue. Didn't Elijah Muhammad tell you that the time for these things have been overdue? And the reason that it was overdue is because of your heart to awaken from the dead? Huh? But he said, now, the scientists don't want to wait no more. So, black man and black woman, I want to invite you to come to this truth and seek out a God through his messenger in a time that he might be found. Because all we see coming before us after this is nothing but judgment, dread, and destruction. And if I were you, I would grab hold of that safety zone, Elijah Muhammad, before it's too late. We'll see you on the next episode, Black Man and Black Woman. Be safe, be strong, and be empowered by going and studying Elijah Muhammad and grabbing hold of his God. We love you with an undying passion for the liberation of 40 to 68 billion of our time.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God lifts you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roads we take.